From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 14th. It's Jessica. July 14th. The news desk. 10 stories, here's the one that opens it. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Top. UK maternity care is a disaster, and getting worse. A recent report says the UK's maternity services are slipping, and the situation's getting tougher for families. The data comes from the NHS and health watchdogs, who flagged rising wait times and staffing shortages across hospitals. In London's Hackney, the infant mortality rate was already the highest in the city back in 2001, and recent figures show it hasn't improved much. The area's socioeconomic challenges and a rise in single-parent households are still driving those numbers. Midwives are trying to keep continuity, like the Shoreditch Clinic that pairs each woman with the same practitioner. But they're stretched thin. The program was praised a decade ago for cutting health gaps, yet today it's struggling to meet basic care standards. Overall, experts warn that without urgent investment and better staffing, the decline in maternity care could deepen, leaving more mothers and babies at risk. Next. Second, from Bloomberg Top, Bank of Singapore Global CIO on Market Outlook. John Chia, Global CIO at Bank of Singapore, thinks the global economy is going to slow down, but she's not expecting a recession. She points to the U.S. as a key driver of this slowdown, citing the Fed's interest rate hikes and a cooling housing market. In Asia, China's economic recovery is still on shaky ground, but she's optimistic about India's growth prospects. Chia also touches on the tech sector, saying it's due for a correction after years of outperformance. She's not bearish on the sector as a whole, but thinks it's time for some rotation into other areas. In terms of specific stocks, she likes companies with strong balance sheets and those that are well-positioned for a potential economic downturn. When asked about the impact of the war in Ukraine on the global economy, Chia notes that it's been a significant headwind, but she thinks the market's already priced in a lot of that risk. She's more concerned about the potential for a global economic slowdown, which she thinks could be triggered by a combination of factors, including higher interest rates and a decline in global trade. Chia's also optimistic about the potential for a rebound in the global economy in 2024, citing a potential easing of interest rates and a pickup in global trade. However, she notes that this will depend on a number of factors, including the outcome of the U.S. midterm elections and the trajectory of the global economy. In terms of her investment strategy, Chia is focused on building a diversified portfolio that's well-positioned for a range of different scenarios. She's not taking a lot of bets on specific stocks or sectors, but is instead focusing on building a core portfolio that's designed to deliver consistent returns over the long term. Up next. Third, from Bloomberg Top. Huawei, Apple get boost in China from memory costs, IDC says. Huawei and Apple kept pulling ahead in China's smartphone market for the June quarter, with shipments climbing as shoppers either went for premium models or chose to skip upgrades. The data shows both brands widened and then. Fourth, from NiTimes. Agitation in dementia can be helped by medical cannabis, study suggests. A recent study published in the Journal of Clinical Psychopharmacology found that medical cannabis may help alleviate agitation in people with advanced dementia. The study involved 30 patients with severe dementia and found that those who received a cannabinoid treatment experienced a significant reduction in agitation and aggression compared to those who received a placebo. Researchers from the University of California, Los Angeles, conducted the trial and noted that the treatment also improved sleep quality and reduced caregiver burden. The study's lead author, Dr. Iger Grant, stated that the results suggest that medical cannabis may be a valuable treatment option for managing agitation in dementia patients. However, more research is needed to confirm these findings and to determine the optimal dosage and administration of the treatment. The study's participants were given a combination of THC and CBD, the two primary psychoactive compounds found in cannabis. The treatment was administered orally and was found to be well tolerated by the patients. The study's results are significant because agitation is a common symptom of advanced dementia, affecting up to 90% of patients. Current treatments for agitation in dementia are often ineffective and can have significant side effects. The study's findings have sparked interest in the potential use of medical cannabis to treat agitation in dementia patients. But more research is needed to confirm these results and to determine the long-term safety and efficacy of the treatment. Next. Fifth, from the Hindu top. Adityanath flags environmental concerns, launches 35 crore sapling drive. Yogi Adityanath used World Environment Day to flag the state's green growth worries and kick off a fresh sapling push. He said the Prime Minister asked Uttar Pradesh to keep the momentum going, so today they're planting 5 crore trees under the Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam banner. Last year, the drive hit more than 35 crore saplings, and the tally now sits at 242 crore trees planted across 9 years. The numbers are meant to show how the state is trying to balance rapid development with a greener outlook. Adityanath framed the campaign as a long-term commitment, hoping the new batch will help curb pollution and restore local ecosystems while keeping the public's eye on climate action. Up next, sixth, from ABC News, US. Jordan Walker spoils Philly's Kyle Schwarber party, rallies to win home run derby. So I've got the latest on the home run derby. According to reports from the MLB, Jordan Walker took down Kyle Schwarber in the final round, ending the Phillies slugger's bid for the title. It was a wild finish, with Walker homering on each of his last 6 swings to secure the win. This marks Walker's first home run derby title and makes him the first Cardinal to ever take home the prize. And then, seventh from The Guardian, UK, sale of multi-million dollar T-Rex skeleton is big headache for scientists. One of the largest and most complete T-Rex skeletons ever discovered is going up for auction at Sotheby's in New York with an estimated price tag of $20, negative $30 M. The fossil, which dates back to the late Cretaceous period, is being sold despite warnings from paleontologists that it will likely end up in the hands of super-rich collectors who may not be willing to make it available for research. This has raised concerns that the sale could hinder scientific study of the T-Rex, as the fossil is likely to be kept private. The sale is set to take place on Tuesday, with the buyer expected to pay a significant sum for the privilege of owning a piece of prehistoric history. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. Next, eighth, from Bloomberg Top. UNSW's Parker on US 20% cargo toll in Strait of Hormuz. Jennifer Parker, an adjunct fellow at UNSW Canberra, says the U.S. move to impose a 20% toll on cargo passing through the Strait of Hormuz is a thinly veiled blockade. She points out that, under international law, any unilateral levy that effectively blocks trade can be challenged as a violation of freedom of navigation. Drawing on 2 decades in the Royal Australian Navy, she notes that similar actions have historically sparked diplomatic pushbacks and could strain relations with regional partners. The toll, she argues, risks turning a strategic choke point into a political bargaining chip. Parker also warns that the precedent could encourage other powers to impose their own fees, complicating global shipping routes. She stresses that multilateral dialogue, rather than unilateral pressure, is the safer path for maintaining stability in the Gulf. Up next. Ninth, from LATAMS. California grad student left threats of violence in campus bathrooms, sparking fear, prosecutors say. So I dug up some info on that San Jose State University case. According to the police, a grad student left threatening messages in the bathrooms, which caused a lot of fear on campus. The messages were found in men's and gender-neutral bathrooms, and they were reportedly violent and hateful. The police and FBI got involved and managed to catch the guy, who's also a student at the university. I couldn't find any details on what specifically prompted the investigation or how long the messages were left there. And then, 10th, from The Daily Beast. Trump adds fuel to McConnell health rumors. Donald Trump said in a Newsmax interview that he's not sure if Mitch McConnell is fine after the senator's recent hospitalization. Trump, who wasn't a huge fan of McConnell, expressed hope that he'd be okay, but added he doesn't know his current condition. McConnell was rushed to the hospital nearly a month ago and had to deal with a mild case of pneumonia, according to a statement from the senator. McConnell shared a photo over the weekend showing him with his wife, but some on the right have questioned its authenticity, with Senator Ron Johnson saying he heard from a source that the photo was older. Johnson, who hasn't spoken to McConnell, expressed sympathy for the senator's family and wished him a speedy recovery. McConnell's office has been tight-lipped about his condition for weeks, only releasing a statement and the photo without providing further details. Trump's comments did little to dispel doubts about McConnell's health, and the situation remains unclear. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow, what to watch is in your subscribe link. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyfellow.com.